Time for our weekly check-in on Black Bear football, brought to you by Creative Print Services. Visit them online at creative-ps.com. We're joined by the head coach of Maine football, Nick Charlton. Nick, good afternoon.
Rich, how are we doing?
Doing all right, thanks. Tough weekend for the Black Bears. We won't belabor it, but clearly a disappointing game for you on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't play well. It starts with me, as the head coach, obviously, and we left one out there, unfortunately, and had trouble getting going in the beginning of the game offensively, and thought we played very well defensively for the majority of the game and kept us in that ball game. In the second half, we had plenty of opportunities. We really haven't turned the ball over at all this year, and had three in the game, and unfortunately, that was the difference. And anytime you hold a team to 22 points at this level, I mean, in my opinion, you should win the game, and unfortunately, we didn't do that. So starts with me, and we've moved forward. We're obviously getting ready for UMass, and we got a real opportunity in front of us with an FBS game, and then playing our rival in a couple weeks. So the guys are ready to go. It's disappointing to lose that game, but we got to move on.
Yeah, and you adjust your goals as you go. A chance to get the fourth win over an FBS opponent in history, and still a shot at not only a winning season, an overall winning record, but the way this year has gone in the CAA, boy, anybody that can finish with four wins in the conference has got to look at that as a pretty successful year.
Yeah, I mean, obviously our goals are high. So, I mean, there's certainly human nature where, you feel that and the disappointment, and that's a natural thing, but for our players and staff, there's still a lot to play for here. And like you just said, I mean, it's a winning record. You have an opportunity to play and beat an FBS opponent. And then obviously play our rival and try to get the musket back, in a week. So there's plenty to play for. Everybody's very invested in what we're doing. I mean, we're disappointed. Unfortunately, we didn't execute to win that football game on Saturday. And like you said, that starts with me. But when you look towards the future and what we can accomplish, there's a lot left on the table for this team. And we've had a lot of adversity this year. The guys have fought through that. And I'm proud of the players and how they fought through. We got to finish this thing the right way, and that's by winning.
And I know you will never use this as an excuse. It's always next man up, and every team deals with injuries. But Bob Lucy and I were talking about before the game on Saturday. This seems to me, at least, to be an unusually high number of key injuries. To really, every player is important, but you've lost a lot of starters at times this year.
Yeah. I mean, I'm obviously, as you said, not going to use that, but I appreciate it. I mean, we have it's over 15 players out for the season at this point, and we're getting a couple of the other guys back. I've only been head coach for two full seasons now, but we played a game 2 years ago without three of our captains, and we did that on Saturday as well. And we got to power through. Next man up. No excuses around here, and you got to play with who you have. And the guys, I thought they fought really hard. At the end of the day, we still had an opportunity to win the football game. So the guys that were out there, they played really, really hard. We got to coach better. We got to execute better. And like I said, it starts with me. So it doesn't matter who's out there. They're wearing our uniform, and I thought they really, really worked hard at it. It's just we got to be cleaner and, get back to our execution, because ultimately that's going to be how we win these games.
Well, you take on UMass this week, and obviously some struggles there, beaten by Rhode Island. They fired their coach, Walt Bell. None of that matters to the Black Bears when you get down there, but you've had good success against them. Beat them at Gillette, nearly beat them at Fenway Park a few years ago. What are the keys for you this weekend?
Well, I mean, there's obviously a lot going on there. I think with the plan, we really have to, do the things that we do well. Offensively, I think they'll probably do, what they do. So for us, it's continuing the momentum we have on defense right now. And they'll play very, very well. Last game, keeping the whole team in the ball game, special teams wise as well. I mean, we certainly put ourselves in a position to win that game on special teams last game in a number of areas, and I was proud of that. And then offensively, we got to figure out what they're going to do, because they also made a change of defensive coordinator. So we're trying to evaluate what we think they're going to do, and we're probably going to just go back to the things that we do well and got us into this position, and make sure we're getting our best players the football. And ultimately, that's how we're going to go out and try to win the football game.
And this week, you're going to make a change and go back to your starting quarterback, Joe Fagnano, who was dressed and ready to go on Saturday, but he'll be your guy this week?
Yeah, I mean, Joe wasn't ready yet last week, and we were still evaluating the whole situation. And, you know, it wasn't just that game in particular. We've looked at it as a body of work, and it's the team first, but it's also, you know, if we were going to make the change, it was going to be about Joe's health. And ultimately, you know, we'll get into after the season kind of what Joe went through injury-wise to get back and what he had to deal with. It's just a tremendous job to be able to get back on the field. But, you know, for him, we didn't feel like he was ready yet. And he was an emergency guy last game. That wouldn't have been right for him. But if it was up to him, he would have gone in. But we certainly had a shot. And, you know, Derek played well at times. You know, he made some mistakes, but, you know, so did I. So we feel like we have some great quarterbacks in that room. But Joe is ready to go, and there's going to be some things he's got to shake off, and he's doing that last week in practice, and then obviously this week he's going to be taking reps with the ones, and we plan on, as long as he continues to progress, to make the change. But Derek will be ready to go. We spoke to both of them yesterday, and they're good with the decision. They're great teammates, so we'll be ready to go Saturday.
Yeah, that's not a bad problem to have, two good quarterbacks ready to go.
I'd be curious to find two better ones in our league overall. You know, when you look at what Derek was able to do, you know, jumping in, he had 12 touchdowns and 4 interceptions, and obviously some things we'd like to have back there and all that kind of stuff. But in terms of his performance playing college football for the first time, I was very proud of that. He needs to continue to be ready because you never know. And in the same way, Joe hasn't played in a while. So, you know, he's got to really take this preparation to the next level, which I know he will. We just working out a little bit with him and Dre earlier. So, you know, we feel like we're in a good spot. We just got to have a great week of practice.
All right. Hope it goes well this week. Good luck on Saturday, Nick. We'll talk with you again next Monday.
Thanks, Rich. Appreciate it.
That's Nick Charlton, head coach of Black Bear Football. Black Bear Reports brought to you by Creative Print Services. Take your business to the next level with professional and innovative work from Creative. From small restaurants to major universities, they can help you excel. The experienced team at Creative Print Services works with you to provide full-service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing for your business or organization. Full-color printing, business cards and forms, brochures, flyers, and more. Fast, accurate printing is their specialty. That's Creative Print Services on the Down Road, Bangor, a proud supporter of the Black Bears. Call them at 947-2250 or visit creative-ps.com.